Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. And I want to start this hour by hearkening back to simpler times, back when Republicans used to call Russia the evil empire. Do you remember that? I mean, whether it was Eisenhower, whether it was Ronald Reagan, it was easy to know who the bad guys were. It was the Russians. It was the Soviets, right? And now, you know, now that's changed. Hell, even Tucker Carlson, we've talked a lot about Tucker because he's become something of a Putin apologist or worse, traitor. Pardon me. But Tucker Carlson used to be on MSNBC. I know, it's been a long time. But back in the 05s and the aughts, the early 2000s, Tucker Carlson was a contributor to MSNBC. And you know what? He wasn't down for Russia back then. Sort of a change of stripes, change of tune, maybe change of political affiliation, somewhere along the line. Here is what Tucker said back then. I've got an article here, Washington Post, opinion piece by Eric Wemple. Back when Tucker Carlson practiced his punditry on MSNBC in the 2000s, he held Russia in low esteem. The bottom line here is that freedom of the press is disappearing in Russia, Carlson said in August of 05 after Russia barred ABC News staffers from the network's interview of a Chechen rebel leader. Carlson agreed with fellow pundits' assessment of a reinstatement of the Russian police state is afoot. He said that Russia and China have very different goals from our goals and that Vladimir Putin is in league with our enemies. And that action should be taken against Russian entities doing business in Iran. But that was then. These days, Carlson is providing comfort to the Russian president in what the host on Tuesday night termed a border dispute. You know, a little quibbling over the picket fence over there, a little border dispute with Ukraine, addressing the Biden administration's determination to oppose Russian aggression. Carlson said, "You're going to win an important moral victory against dastardly old Vladimir Putin, who is much, much worse than Justin Trudeau, just so you know." And I don't know if any of you folks who never tune into Fox News would realize that, you know, they vilify Justin Trudeau, of course, the Canadian president, you know, because vaccines or something. More from Carlson. Here's the quote. "So you can feel about that because, snarked the host. Let's see, come to think of it, why would you feel good about that?" As with Putin's invasion of Ukraine, the building blocks for Carlson's Russophilia, or at least Russo-indifferentia, has been lining up for several years now. So his propaganda during the crisis shouldn't shock his devoted, polemic, accustomed audience. In November of 2019, Carlson was discussing the impeachment of President Donald Trump, which involved U.S. military aid to Ukraine, meant to assist in the fight with Russia in Crimea and the country's east. "Why do I care who's going on in the conflict between Ukraine and Russia?" Carlson asked. "And I'm serious. Why do I care? Why should I root for Russia? Which I am." Just before that show concluded, Carlson issued a retraction. "Earlier in the show, I noted I was rooting for Russia in the contest between Russia and Ukraine. Of course, I'm joking. I'm only rooting for America." And now would be an appropriate time. It's not written here, but if I were the author, Eric Wemple, I'd write, "But that was then!" a little bit more here from what Wimple actually writes. Several days later, however, he clarified where his allegiance stood. Again, a quote from Carlson. I don't think that we should be at war with Russia, and I think we should probably take the side of Russia if we have to choose between Russia and Ukraine. This is my view, said Carlson. The evil empire. Remember, Tucker? The Russians, they're not the good guys. Perhaps looking to subtweet Carlson's whitewash, MSNBC host Rachel Maddow later that week rummaged through an inventory of Russian atrocities, annexing Crimea, helping North Korea evade sanctions, bombing hospitals and civilians in Syria to prop up an authoritarian regime, doping Olympic athletes, then sabotaging the whole worldwide anti-doping infrastructure, interfering with the 2016 presidential election. Oh no, that never happened, according to Trump and CJ. Exporting high-end organized crime, and of course, killing Kremlin critics. But we kill people too, right? Anyways, back to what Wimple writes here. There's little chance that those outrages escape the notice of Carlson, who easily is the best-read, best-informed troll on cable news. He understood the horror of Russia back in his MSNBC days and understands it these days too. Which is to say, Putin hasn't changed. Carlson has. A convincing explanation for his embrace of Putin, as well as hungry strongman Viktor Orban, come from the Atlantic's Apple and Applebaum. The aggrieved Americans who now find their way to Orban or Vladimir Putin, who dislike their own country, albeit for different reasons, they cannot abide its racial diversity, its modern culture, its free press. The core of Carlsonism, and I like that term, is a roaring contempt for immigrants whose alleged crimes he hypes and who he says makes this country poorer and dirtier. Now compare that platform with Putin's position. I think this is a quote from Putin, or maybe Carlson. I think it's Putin. This liberal idea presupposes that nothing needs to be done, that migrants can kill, plunder, and rape with impunity because their rights are migrants have to be protected. Oh no, that was Putin, not Carlson. Very similar ideology. Ideological affinity poured out of Carlson's on-air lecture Tuesday, in which he blasted permanent Washington for its anti-Putinism. Why do I hate Putin so much? Question mark. He mocked. Has Putin ever called me a racist? Has he threatened to get me fired for disagreeing with him? Has he shipped every middle-class job in my town to Russia? Did he manufacture a worldwide pandemic? I love when he says that. Did he manufacture a worldwide pandemic that wrecked my business and kept me indoors for 2 years? Is he teaching my children to embrace racial discrimination? And I know I've read this quote before and I said the same thing then. No, Tucker, that's you. Is he making fentanyl? Is he trying to snuff out Christianity? The message, Putin is no worse than American liberals and various other malefactors. Perhaps the simplest explanation, however, is just that Carlson is showing off his extremist bona fides for the MAGA viewers. Say stuff that no one else is saying, no matter what. Out Trump Trump, watch the ratings spike. Consider how Carlson fared when he was voicing less autocratic thoughts. The low-rated MSNBC program that featured him as a reasonable yet combative conservative went through two names, four time slots, and multiple formats before network executives dumped it in 08. On this Thursday show, Carlson finally bowed to programming Real Politic, with Russian forces blasting their way through Ukraine. The host struck a new tone, calling the Russian action awful and saying that Vladimir Putin started this war, so whatever the context of the decision that he made, he did it. But history and everything we know about Carlson instructs us not to be fooled. Don't forget that he denounced the violence of the Capitol riot on the night of January 6, 2021, then adjusted and adjusted until he was casting the rioters as persecuted freedom fighters. And again, a crude aside here, he made a faux documentary, right? Like it was a false flag at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Agitators and FBI agents, probably. Now, I got to admit, I didn't watch the false flag documentary that aired on the Foxy News, or I guess it was Fox News Nation or whatever the pay site is. You know, you could sign up. Tucker pushes it sometimes on the Foxy Network. Here's the conclusion of the Wimple piece. I won't digress that far. Tucker Carlson has morphed into an unreasonable nihilist who boosts white nationalism, autocracy, and whatever other lunacies are left in the Fox News cupboard. That formula has made his program the number one show on cable news. It'll mark his sixth baitful year on air this fall. Don't expect Putin to stay the bad guy that long. Love in Russia for profit and ratings. Is that what it is? Tucker's just embracing what brings the audience around. Well, I can tell you this. After the January 6th, after the whole rigged election, and obviously we see this story has gotten bigger and bigger. But the engagement on the right, and how do I know? What's my metric? You guys all know it. You listen to me. Talk radio. I just look at the ratings. I just watch all around the country what is happening in my sector. Talk radio. And in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is the perhaps best AM talk radio marketplace in America, News Talk Radio 1 and 2, and their combined stranglehold on the marketplace, like a 20 share. And what's that mean? Like 20% of all the radios on in Milwaukee anytime, all day long, are tuned into right-wing talk radio. And the engagement levels, they soared after Donald Trump started claiming that the election was stolen. And the local right-wing host here in the great state of Wisconsin, oh, they're all down for the big lie. Hell, one of them's in-laws were participants at the U.S. Capitol. Well, he said they weren't part of the insurrection, but they all say that, right? But it has been a ratings machine. It has driven them to the top of the charts. They're gone there with a bullet, or in this case with a riot and a big lie and a claim of an insurrection and apparently a new affinity for Russia. Come back with us. Time for the 420 break. Go loosen up a bit. You know, hit the garage, wherever you go. Just remember, come back. More Devil's Advocates. Join us on the big show. Phone lines open for you, 844-967-2789.